Hello and welcome to the Pipeline Takeaways podcast brought to you by North American Oil and Gas Pipelines. I'm your host, Brad Kramer. Energy infrastructure has been deemed an essential business during the COVID-19 pandemic. Operators, contractors, manufacturers in the oil and gas pipeline industry are among the frontline workers who are ensuring that these facilities continue to operate safely and reliably during these uncertain times. Here to talk about these challenges is my guest, Sean Lyne, who is president of Marathon Pipeline. I know, like me, he has been working from home. Right now, there's a construction crew working on the house across the street in case our listeners hear any hammering in the background. So, Sean, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
To start off, what can pipeline operators do during this time to kind of best respond to the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, I think it's a really good question, and I've had a front row seat of that. And what's really been neat to see during this period, Brad, is the amount of collaboration all the pipeline operators have had across our industry. And it's really centered, in my opinion, around three things. One is, first and foremost, protecting our employees and contractors. You know, and that's done a variety of ways to ensure, you know, that they have social distancing, you know, that our control rooms are locked down and they have the PPE they need to execute their daily task. So that's kind of number one. You know, number two is really focusing on the safety and reliability of our pipelines across this great nation. You know, we, as you said in your opening, we're an essential critical infrastructure, and the nation needs us to keep running even during this stay at home period, you know, for our health workers, to get them to the nation's front lines to take care of the patients that need it most. So, you know, making sure we can still operate 24/7 is critical. And across the board, I think the industry has done a great job of not only helping each other, but also helping ensure we protect the public. And lastly is on the portion of, you know, helping our nation. I really believe there is an excitement to be able to step up to the plate and, you know, meet the needs of our nation during this time. And I've seen it not only in our culture, but across the industry. And boy, you know, we have a legacy. Pipeline workers and employees across our nation have a long legacy going back to the early 1900s. And you see that come out during times like this, when during crisis like this, and when the nation needs us the most, we have employees and our pipeline family step up big time.
How does Marathon continue to execute projects during this time?
You know, that's something we've been, you know, looking at very closely. And we actually have a weekly process. We look at all of our projects that were, you know, originally on the slate to do, and really centered around a couple questions, Brad. One is, you know, is it critical to our core mission to safely and reliably operate these pipelines? And so if it's a project that will help ensure that pipeline can remain running safely, you know, we try to move it forward. And then the next question is, okay, so you're going to do it. How do you execute it safely? And as I mentioned in the previous question, I think there's a number of ways we can do that through, you know, PPE, social distancing. You know, one of the things that is in our favor that sometimes is hard to overcome is our geography. We're spread out, you know, hundreds of thousands of miles across the U.S., but we can leverage that geography now to help us with social distancing. You know, we're not in a refinery in a fence line. So we have space that allows that to happen. So making sure our crews that are at the right size, and then when they do have to get shoulder to shoulder, you know, giving them the proper PPE and educating them to do that safely. So, you know, we review, I'm involved in those reviews weekly to understand what projects we're going to try to move forward and how we're going to do that. And it's been an effective path forward. And it helps make sure our folks are on the front lines, can add value in, again, our company's time of need, but more importantly, our nation's time of need.
So kind of related to that, what's been your company's approach to its employees?
You know, right from the get-go, as you know, in early March when this happened and, you know, there were stay-at-home orders that we asked, you know, most of our employees that weren't on the front lines to telecommute, we really stayed true to our mission. And our mission is to safely and reliably operate our pipelines. And we've emphasized that and really have, I remember one of the first communications I did of really saying focus on the mission. And that's really been our emphasis right from the get-go. And we've continued that on because there's lots of distractions. You know, there's news and all kinds of things that now we didn't have to worry about as much as, you know, working from home. Look at all those distractions. We still got to analyze and review the data just as well as we did in our normal workplaces. You know, again, our mission requires us to do that. So we've really have emphasized that. The other thing we've really worked hard on doing during this period is our communications to all of our employees. You know, all of us have the need to be connected and feel like we've got information we need to understand the direction we're going as a company and to help support the nation and each of our, companies as an operator. And we've really emphasized that. We utilize videos, weekly videos, and we've gotten tremendous response from our employees thanking us. And also we've tried to, through those videos, to not only share, here's some of the direction we're going, but also as a thank you. We've got people who are adjusting in ways they never thought they'd have to adjust before, whether it's, you know, working at home with lots of distractions or, you know, going to work and leaving your home and still trying to make sure they're safe and can help be on our front lines as a pipeline operator. So, you know, really those two things, I think safety and communication have been key aspects that we've been trying to do across our company with all of our employees.
And thinking a little more broadly, how do you think the pipeline industry will be different post-COVID-19?
You know, I've been on some industry calls just recently, and that question has come up a number of times. And as I have reflected on it quite a bit, I really come back to, I really don't think it's going to change a whole lot. I really, you know, prior to COVID, our emphasis has been with leading with, you know, exceptional HES, health, environmental, safety performance. And, you know, the one thing through this pandemic I've seen is that, you know, COVID-19 is immune to health, environmental, safety, or it's independent, however you want to phrase it. But it's still critical post-COVID that we lead with health, environmental, safety. The public depends on us, our companies depend on us, and our nation depends on us to do that. And if we can do that and stay true to that, what a testament to our culture and really our strategic direction as an industry we've tried to emphasize over the past, you know, few years. And we've seen great improvement of improved performance. And I think we will keep that going and keep that emphasis there. There may be one little difference, I think, you know, beyond this, the safety. The other aspect I think we'll see post-COVID is the emphasis on efficiencies. And what I mean by that is, you know, we've had to look for different ways to do stuff through technology. You know, we're doing some of our operator qualification, verification through video, where before we do it in person. So instead of having to run someone out, you know, 3 hours and shoulder to shoulder, now you're doing it over video or over FaceTime. And, you know, I think that's a great takeaway. You know, some of the silver linings, we'll have efficiencies that we'll want to carry on as an industry and as individual companies that, you know, again, it's one of the benefits that have come out of this, you know, this pandemic. So we'll keep, you know, leveraging that technology. It will almost propel us to use technology for those efficiencies. So really those two things, Brad, I think same, we got to keep moving the ball down the field on safety and HES, and then also leveraging technology.
Well, thank you, Sean, for your time and your insights. That wraps up this episode of the Pipeline Takeaways podcast. You can listen to the past episodes at napipelines.com/podcast. On the website, you can also check out the article from our November-December issue about Sean receiving our annual Pipeline Leadership Award 2019. And also be sure to check out the May-June issue of North American Oil and Gas Pipelines, where Sean, as well as some other experts from the industry, will be sharing how the pipeline industry's response to COVID-19 and where we go from here. So we'll talk again in the next episode of the Pipeline Takeaways podcast. Stay safe and healthy.